We're here. We're live.
I think we're live. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. February 5th, 2024. What's going on? Happy Monday. Happy Monday. We got a quote for you from the Morning 5 Planner. These are quotes that are submitted by you, the community. And if you don't have a Morning 5 Planner, you can go to glennlundy.com, pick one up. It's incredible. Speaking of incredible, Danielle Degado, never met her before, by the way, and I'm kind of jealous because I feel like everybody has gotten a chance to spend some time with her. So, Danielle, I'm coming after you. I'm just letting you know. But this quote says, be more afraid of being nothing than of being something. Be more afraid of being nothing than being something. This week we are talking about following your dreams, your aspirations. This is going to be a good one.
Once something's important to you, it never leaves your mind. If you always dreamt about being a singer-songwriter and you never did it, you will be haunted by that at the age of 70 because it's still right here, stored in the back of your mind. It's something that's meant for you, that's trying to call to you. You see, your dreams, you either pursue them or they fucking haunt you. Once something...
Good morning and welcome to Hashtag Rise and Grind, the number one morning show in the world, filled with motivation, education, and inspiration. I am your host, Glenn Lundy, husband to one, father to eight, and the founder of the 800% Club, the club designed to help you unlock your full potential. Each episode is filled with celebrity interviews, inspiring conversations, and the strategies you need to get ahead in your career and your life. So grab your pen and turn up the volume because it's time to rise and grind.
Ah, happy Monday, my family. What's going on? My name is Heather Parody. I am filling in for Glenn Lundy this week again. Yes, that's right. Yes, that's right. You better believe your girl has nailed her sound game because I got these things called headphones that I didn't have before. And apparently they help. I'll tell you what, micro improvements, my friends, micro improvements. This week, man, dreams and aspirations, that is our theme. I see folks over on YouTube and they're over on Facebook. For some reason, I'm having a really hard time pulling up YouTube, but I see on my phone that we are live over there. So thank you guys for supporting us as we try to venture off into a new social media land. You know, sometimes that can be a little bit scary. I see Michelle in the comments, Dora Marie, Tara Hope, good to have you. Who else we got in here? Mary Lynn, as always. Wendy Reeves, good morning, everybody. So grateful you're here. Oh, dreams and aspirations. Dreams and aspirations. Now, this is not a new topic for this room of people. I would say y'all are some pretty dreamy, inspired, ambitious folks, but man, there's been something that's been brought to my attention recently of a very sneaky thing, very sneaky, sneaky thing that can get you off track, keep you from pursuing what you know deep down in your core that you want to pursue. Maybe you have a gift for communication. Been that way since you were a kid and your dream is to get on more stages, speak to more people. Maybe you have a fitness goal. You're in good shape, but this year you want to push it to another level. What is this sneaky thing that can get in our way? Dreams and aspirations. Catching stars this week. And I met this dude named Doug. I want to introduce you to Doug real quick. All right, y'all. I found me a rolly chair in Glenn's office. It's kind of fun, but I also ran into somebody who I've never met before. Who's this guy, Doug? Woo! What do you do here, man?
I'm part of the sales team.
Sales team? How long have you been working with Glenn?
I've been working with Glenn for about 3 months since Halloween.
Okay, Halloween. Did you see our scary clip that we made?
I do.
Were you terrified?
Be very honest. Terrified.
Okay, see? Woo, woo. All right, dreams and aspirations. That's what we're talking about this week. So tell me, Doug, what is your big dream? Ooh, why is this chair squeaking? Sorry. Your dream, your aspiration.
My dreams and aspirations just have a bigger impact on the automotive world, which is why I left the dealership to come work beside Glenn. I have some things that I've been working on prior to that, and being with Glenn and his team, I think it's going to fuel that fire in the future.
Let's go. Okay, so why? Why make an impact on automotive? Why this world? You could have gone retail, you could have gone comedy,
the automotive world was a world that changed my life in a positive way.
Tell me more.
It opened doors that I didn't realize that were open before. I came from a blue-collar family. I worked blue-collar jobs my whole life. Once I got into the automotive world in my sales position, I realized the limit was the sky and I could write my own check.
Come on.
And I want to allow everyone else to be able to do so as well.
That's cool. So when I see dreams and aspirations, is it hard, or has it ever been hard for you to dream like big dreams and stuff? Because sometimes when I say that, people kind of roll their eyes and they're like, well, life just hands you things and ain't no use of dreaming high. You just got the cards you're dealt. What's your philosophy with that?
I've always been a pretty big dreamer. A lot of times my dreams are probably scarier to other people because it seems unrealistic. There's probably only a few people in my corner that, you know, blindly follow me into the crazy conversations that I have that most people would see unrealistic. But I think dream as big as you can, and even if you fall short, you're going to achieve a lot more than what you would have if you thought small.
Come on, can you tell me a scary aspiration, scary dream?
A scary dream?
Yeah.
I want to be touch every car dealer in America.
Oh, boom. Boom, boom, boom. All right, I'm going to wheel off from Doug. Go, Doug. Thank you, Doug. I feel so bad. Anytime I go up to Kentucky and hang out in the office, man, you just better stay away from me because there will be a cell phone in your face and you will be live on this morning show. What about you, my friends? What about you? What is that scary dream aspiration that you have? Maybe you are embarrassed to admit out loud. Again, we're going to share something towards the end of this time together that is a very tricky thing that might get in the way of you following that dream and that aspiration, all right? But speaking of dreams and aspirations, I just got to take a really hard left turn real quick because it is National Fart Day. I'm sorry. I had to bring it up. I had to bring it up. And I'm not one of those girls that thinks farting is cute or humorous. Anything like that. I mean, there are some, I'm not going to name names. I'm not going to name the names. I'm not going to do it. But there are some women and men who have come over, visited the parody home, and just let it out and thought it was hilarious. And I'm not one of those people. I'm done. If that's not your jam, this was a little bit disturbing. I cannot believe this is a thing. National Shower with a Friend Day. You know, I don't like the whole gas farting thing, but I would rather you do that than this. This just seems a little bit creepy to me. But apparently there's more to this situation than meets the eye. At least I hope so.
Tonight's Fact or Fiction is brought to you by America's Finest Carpet.
In tonight's Fact or Fiction, we are looking into something odd that caught our attention. It is going around that today is National Shower with a Friend Day. This is actually true, but the story behind it is far from salacious. The day is meant to encourage people to shower in filtered water that is free of chlorine. In order to make that easier, you're advised to shower with a friend. Confused? So are we. But National Shower with a Friend Day was registered in 2014 by a Colorado company that makes shower filters. So really, it's just a fancy marketing ploy. I guess it worked. We're talking
about Colorado company is the one who registered National Shower with a Friend Day. I need to talk to their marketing team. Like, I really do. And I appreciate outside of the box stuff, y'all. I do. I really do. But that's pushing it a little bit. I don't know. What you think? What you think about that? Listen, my friends, we have 38 folks over live on Facebook. I cannot see YouTube. It's not pulling up on my desktop. It's completely frozen, but I know I'm live over there. If you will do me a big favor and share this out a little bit because it's time to get a little dancing on. It's time to say good morning to one another. So go ahead and hit the share button if you're over on Facebook. If you're on YouTube, I don't think you can share over there, but you can heart it up. Heart it up like you don't care. Don't even apologize for it. We got Dora Marie in the house. Thank you so much for being here, my friend. She also dropped Colts TikTok in the comments. I saw that a little bit earlier. That's a guy we're loving on over the next couple of weeks. More on that tomorrow, so make sure that you give him a follow. We got Tisha White in the house, Gail Beecraft, Leisha Moore, good to see you. Kim, good morning. Don Sankey, I think I saw Liza in here earlier running. I started running again. I told myself I wasn't going to start training for anything, but oh, it's addictive. It's addictive. Julio, good to have you in here. Christina Howard, as always. Were you guys here on Friday? Stars Tina, that conversation just absolutely blew my mind. I was thinking about it literally all day long. If you haven't checked that out, go check out the replay. It's over here on the page and on YouTube. I know I'm going to say these names over again. Robin, good to see you. Candace, we got Brandon Walker in the house. I got to move a little bit. You know, I can't even hear the music. Let me turn this up. Here we go. I don't mind. I do not mind. It's called Zero Shame, my friends. Are you bouncing a little bit? Are you running a little further? Good morning, everybody. I'm so grateful you're here. Thank you, thank you, thank you for spending some time with us. This is Dreams and Aspirations. I was actually going to start with frustration. I'm going to go backwards from dreams and aspirations and talk about dreams and aspiration killers. What keeps us back. Why are you looking at me like that? Because that's the reality. I'll tell you what is my struggle. Getting distracted from the big picture and getting very into the weeds with things where I lose sight of the dream and vision and constantly having to remind myself of what it is because I can just get pulled so easily. So it's like a dream killer for me is the suck. So I'll like map out things and then do the quarterly, monthly, weekly, blah, 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 all that stuff. And I've had over the past couple months be like, okay, Heather, you've got to set a weekly meeting and go back and revisit the big picture. Because I'll get just so caught up into the weeds with stuff. So I say that's a dream killer for me because when you do that, sometimes you get off course from what the original goal, dream, plan was.
Because but you're just those tasks that you're doing a part of the bigger dream? Like when you initiate them, are they a part of the bigger thing?
Yeah, they are. But I mean, you still can get, you know, why you're doing something, how it ties back in, right?
So initially it ties in, but then you get so deep that you're like,
sure,
I'm not sure if this really ties into what I'm trying to do or not anymore.
Yes.
I could see how that would be super frustrating.
You don't deal with that? Life is easy.
No, it's not that at all. I'm gonna go a little spiritual here.
Let's go. That's okay. I'm ready.
God gives you an idea, a concept, or whatever, right? Or you feel, you know, being led to do something, right? You get into it and you're doing it and time passes by.
Yep.
You lose that initial fire.
Yes.
And then you think, well, this isn't working anymore. And I would like to remind myself when I get to that point, like, God didn't make a mistake when he gave it to you 2 years ago.
Mm.
And just because you're not on fire for it anymore doesn't mean it's not still part of the bigger thing. And so when you share your frustration, what pops up to me is, I don't know if that's necessarily pulling you away from the dream or it's just not maybe feeding into it as fast as maybe you would like. Because if it initially you're like, this is a part of the process and I have to complete this in order to reach the big dream, then that shouldn't change later.
That's what I mean by returning back to the vision. Like, am I in alignment with this one thing?
Gotcha. If there's other activities that are pulling you aside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
That I can follow. And I've dealt with that a lot. And one of the tools that we now use is just the 1-3-5 grids. I've talked to you about them a little bit before. But like, here's the main goal.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the three priorities that have to happen in order for that main goal to happen.
Yeah.
And then here's five activities under each priority that gives you 15 things that you should be doing.
And if it don't line up with that?
If it's not in the 15, you don't.
Chop it up.
You don't do it. And you just focus on those 15 items until you reach the goal, right? And you might set it for 90 days and it might end up taking 120 days, 180 days, 284 days, but you don't. And it's easy to start to get distracted. Mm-hmm. But if you have that displayed somewhere where you can see it, you look at it every day, then you're like, oh, I'm doing this, but I should be doing that. And you can get back on track.
I think we should rename these from Couch Chronicles, whatever, to Heather's Therapy Sessions. Here's a little behind the scenes for you. When we recorded this kind of batch of content, couch, the car, all the things that y'all are seeing over the past couple of weeks, it was during this, it was like 2 days after Christmas, and we went in to do the audiobook for Glenn's book that's coming out, by the way, Super Bowl Sunday, Legacy Titles. And Michael Cirillo came down and me, and we stayed, I mean, literally hammered through hours of recording this audiobook. And I'm like, yo, well, if I'm here, we're going to lean all the way in, and we're also going to do Rise and Grind segments. Like, we're just going to do this all in these 2 days. And we were tired. Like, I don't even know if y'all can pick that up over these segments, but if it gets a little loopy, a little weird over these couple of weeks, that's why. That's just some real talk. But listen, man, the dreams that we have, we say we want X. What is the thing that keeps you distracted, keeps you off course, right? And it's different from everybody. But this one that I just learned about just came into my awareness. It's been tricking me for a long time. I just didn't know it. I just didn't see it. I'm about to share with you. It comes from this book. This book is called The War of Art. Phenomenal. Let's just start there. Look how thick this is for people who say they don't read. And look, like the chapters, look at that. That's even, they even tricked you with the book. Like, it's a thin book, but they tricked you even more. Look at that. It's literally, you can get through this. The first half of the book is addressing what Stephen Pressfield, where's Stephen? There he is. Look at this dude. Doesn't he look wise? Stephen Pressfield calls the resistance. The resistance. The second half of the book, he talks about cultivating ideas, imagination, the muse. If you get annoyed with me talking about this kind of stuff, you can blame this man here, right? Resistance. What is the thing that keeps you back from putting pen to paper? And man, there's so many doers in this room. You know, you're already taking action. But that next level that you feel deep, deep within you, that you know that there's something else calling you, what keeps you back? If you feel brave and you want to share, you want to be a little vulnerable, you can comment down below. What is the thing for you? Is it overcommitting? Is it fear? Is it a lack of clarity? What is resistance? How does resistance show up for you? Well, this next piece right here, I heard on a podcast. It's Pete Holmes. He's a comedian. He has a show, and he interviewed Stephen on The War of Art. And this came up.
Well, we're talking about resistance and the anti-resistance. Can I give you an example of a resistance, and you can comment on it?
Sure.
Because I don't remember this being in your book. But my wonderful wife, Val, is writing a movie. And it's a wonderful movie. And it's her first movie. And I think she's destined, like, her thing is to direct it. I can see, because she doesn't write like me. I mean, I'll put angle on and all these things, like, but she's writing the music. She's saying the shots. Like, I'm like, this is not normal. This is a director. This is how Paul Thomas Anderson writes for himself. Mm-hmm. He puts in all these shot notes and stuff. You should direct it. And I can see my little nine believing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I even imagine the headphones on her shoulders, and I'm like, wait a minute, I can see it. I really can. So she was working on it, and when she's writing, she feels alive and in the flow and exactly what you describe. And then she also teaches dance, and then this opportunity came about to possibly take over a dance studio and take, right?
I'm smiling. Yes,
you're smiling.
Yeah,
buddy, if we didn't go like, wait, should we do this? Like now I'm, instead of rehearsing, this is Val, she directed this beautiful movie called This. Now I'm going like, oh yeah, my wife owns the dance studio in town and it costs this much money. And there's all these like sort of businessy things, which I'm like, I don't think she'd like that, but she got very interested in it and I was being supportive. And then she came to the conclusion that it was resistance, that it was another, see, this is the intelligence you're talking about.
Yes.
Like it will, we'll talk about that. It will come for you in these ways. It comes like shrouded in good news, like good news.
You know, you're absolutely right, Pete, that that's not in the war of art and it should have been in the war of art.
Yeah.
And it's so true that resistance is so diabolical and somehow, somehow, I don't know, has control in the world.
Yes.
That like, if you're on a path, like your wife is towards the movie, somehow resistance can produce in the real world a quote unquote opportunity that is actually the death of her dream, right? If she says yes to this dance studio, that's a catastrophe, you know?
Wow.
And God knows how that works. It's got to be the devil. I don't know what, but you're very, it's great that you're so supportive of her and that you get it and you see what, you know, her potential, that, that unrealized potential yet.
Yes.
And but it is so true that resistance will tempt you. You know, it's like, for me, I've worked a couple of times, maybe two or three times in advertising, right? Which is kind of a sellout sort of a job to save money so I could go write a book. Every time I was ready to go leave, they would offer me a promotion, you know, or whatever it was.
I knew it before you said it.
And I, who knows what the, is there like the devil putting an idea in your boss's mind? I don't know what's going on, but you always have to sort of confront that. Like, because the other thing about this, I know I'm blathering on.
This is what I was hoping for.
But these quote unquote opportunities always make great sense. So that if you talk to your friends who are like trying to wish you well, they go, oh, you know, a dance studio is a really good idea. I mean, you make money. It's a realistic thing.
Right.
And you in your head are going, geez, should I do this? I mean, but it's just resistance in the end and so diabolical.
The practicality of it is the devil. It's the details where the devil is hiding. It's like month to month, it'd be like an income coming in.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm at, if we had this many people, it would be this.
Yeah.
And you're just sitting writing for no one. Like it makes a lot of sense.
Here's the thing that happened to me for whatever this is worth. This was like, I don't know how many, 10 years ago or something like that. I got an offer from the Getty Museum where they had they brought in fellows or whatever it was for a particular thing. Anyway, they would pay you $7,000 a month. They'd give you, actually, if you wanted an apartment, they gave you an apartment and you'd go up to the Getty. They gave you an office. They gave you a research assistant. And the whole idea was here, you can write your book here. You don't have to do anything, right? And so I talked to various friends and they, oh, you got to do this. This is good for your resume, blah, blah, blah. Mm. I took it. I hated it. It was like the worst thing I ever did. I quit. It was the day I said, you know, each day I go, you should be liking this, Steve. This is a golden hour. And I just finally, I just said, this is resistance. This is driving me insane.
Yeah.
And I was so happy when I finally drove down a hill and never went back again.
How about that? How about that? Paula Collins, oh my God, that's me. The opportunity that takes you off the path you had intended for. I always rationalize that, well, it's extra money, falls in line with, but it's not the goal God is presenting or pressing upon me. Dude, Paula, I feel you. Steven said these opportunities often make sense on paper, right? Your friend's like, oh my God, that's great, right? But he says resistance can be an opportunity, quote, quote, disguised as a, quote, opportunity that is actually the death of your dream. Resistance can be hidden as an opportunity that is actually the death of your dream. And this, my friends, when I heard this episode, I thought, oh my God, that's me. That is me. I say I want this, and then something always comes along. And it's something that looks good, and it's something that isn't wrong. And I think this is something a lot of us in this personal development growth path can fall into, because we've worked very hard. I'm not saying it always works. Amen. Hallelujah. But very hard to resist, say no to things that are blatant, like just wrong, right? Saying no to X, Y, Z, these bad habits, things that are obviously not a good path. I mean, that's why we're here, right? We've worked through a lot of that, right? So now resistance, fear, whatever you want to call it, starts getting more tricky because they're like, oh, you know, I know, you know, Mary Lynn, I know Don, I know these people. They're not going to, you know, go up in the back alley and smoke a doobie. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to sleep until noon and eat pizza every single day. You know, like these people are wrong. They're making good decisions. It's going to get a little more tricky and think like, how can we trip these folks up? How can we trick them up? Right. And sometimes the fear, the resistance disguises itself as something good, as an opportunity. But man, if you check in with your heart, your spirit, your intuition, and get real, real still and say, is this in alignment with what I know I'm being called to in this season, or is this a distraction? Someone told me years ago, I think I was a teenager, you know, you sometimes have to say no to something that's good so you have the space, the bandwidth for something great. So I don't know if that's, if y'all can relate to that or not. This was really just for me. This is just for me. And what a gift it is to, you know, be, you know, able to say no to good opportunities. It's just, it's great, right? But are they little sneaky suckas that are really trying to hijack something great in you? This book is called The War of Art. It's not just for creatives, but it talks about resistance. So if that's something that you deal with, analysis, paralysis, overwhelm, anxiety, all these things, highly recommend that book. Listen, we're at the top of the hour. I'm going to get to the gym, get a little workout in, for I got to get these little kiddos off to school. I hope you have an awesome day. It was so cool spending some time with you. I'll be back here tomorrow, 5:30 a.m. We'll do this again. Love you guys. Bye.
Once something's important to you, it never leaves your mind. If you always dreamt about being a singer-songwriter and you never did it, you will be haunted by that at the age of 70 because it's still right here, stored in the back of your mind. It's something that's meant.
That old feeling that I know. In the dark of the night, I'll be alright. The sun will rise.